Shabbat Shalom, wherever you are, may the peace of the Sabbath be upon you. Welcome. Please take a seat at my Shabbat table and join with me in welcoming the Sabbath bride. A little administrative duty here. First of all, I'm going to red dot everybody. And welcome to everybody. I'm glad to see a good turnout tonight. And let me get these red dots put on. And let's take a second here. Well, that's PAL talk. It's not responding to my administrative commands now. So, there we go. All right. Okay, and when we're done celebrating the worship service, I'll take everybody who wants to remain after, and while we play some music, we can text and converse with each other. So I'll remove the red dots. All right. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehekianu Vekiyamanu Vehigianu Lazman Hazeh. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and brought us to this season. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Matir Isorim. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has made the forbidden things permissible. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Baruch Sheim Kevod Malchato Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yea, you shall love your neighbor as you love your own soul. You shall guard him as you guard the pupil of your own eye. Amen. Now we'll have a short piece of music and then return for our first Shabbos reading. So bear with me as I work the controls here of PAL Talk.
Shomeru
Jai Shamru by Patty Linsky. And now for our first Shabbos reading. And let me check to make sure that I have my microphone on. Hang on just a second. Yes, I do. Okay. I have to switch back and forth on the inputs for the sound from my microphone input to a stereo mix. So otherwise, both sides of it are compromised. Okay, now for our first Shabbos reading. This is a reading that I'm taking from an essay by Martin Buber entitled The Way of Man. Rabbi Baer of Radishitz once said to his teacher, the seer of Lublin, "Show me one general way to the service of God." The tzaddik replied, "It is impossible to tell men what way they should take, for one way to serve God is through learning, another through prayer, another through fasting, and still another through eating. Everyone should carefully observe what way his heart draws him to, and then choose this way with all his strength." In the first place, this story tells us something about our relationship to such genuine service as was performed by others before us. We are to revere it and learn from it, but we are not to imitate it. The great and holy deeds done by others are examples for us, since they show, in a concrete manner, what greatness and holiness is, but they are not models which we should copy. However small our achievements may be in comparison with those of our forefathers, they have their real value in that we bring them about in our own way and by our own efforts. The Magid, Magid is a Hebrew word for preacher, the Magid of Zlachov was asked by a Hasid, and Hasid just means a pious one. So the Magid of Zlachov was asked by a Hasid, "We are told everyone in Israel is duty-bound to say, 'When will my work approach the works of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? How are we to understand this? How could we ever venture to think that we could do what our fathers did?'" The rabbi expounded, "Just as our fathers founded new ways of serving, each a new service according to his character, one the service of love, the other that of stern justice, the third that of beauty, so each of us in his own way shall devise something new in the light of teachings and of service, and do what has not yet been done. Every person born into this world represents something new, something that never existed before, something original and unique. It is the duty of every person in Israel to know and consider that he is unique in the world, in his particular character, and that there has never been anyone like him in the world. For if there had been someone like him, there would have been no need for him to be in the world. Every single man is a new thing in the world and is called upon to fulfill his particularity in this world. For verily, that this is not done is the reason why the coming of the Messiah is delayed. Every man's foremost task is the actualization of his unique, unprecedented, and never recurring potentialities, and not the repetition of something that another, and be it even the greatest, has already achieved. The wise Rabbi Bunim once said in old age, when he had already grown blind, 'I should not like to change places with our father Abraham. What good would it do God if Abraham became like blind Bunim, and blind Bunim became like Abraham? Rather than have this happen, I think I shall try to become a little more myself.'" The same idea was expressed with even greater pregnancy by Rabbi Susia when he said, a short while before his death, "In the world to come, I shall not be asked, 'Why were you not Moses?' I shall be asked, 'Why were you not Susia?'" Amen, v'amen. Now a short piece of music. Idid Nefesh.
Rachaman, Yedid Nefesh Rachaman, Meshachav Decha, El Retzonecha, Meshachav Decha, La 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 La, El Retzonecha. La 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 el mul hadarecha yishtachavei la 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 el mul hadarecha.
That is Yedid Nefesh by Tanya Solnick. And all right. And wanted to just say that someone that you don't see on the screen who is here is attending in person, and that is my wife, the Ribbitson. Samantha Bat Yaakov Leib. She helps me, besides just attending the, she helps me with the kosher wine and the challah bread and the Sabbath candles and in just pretty much in general, she supports me in all that we're doing here. And so my gratitude and thanks go out to her. All right. And now for our second Shabbos reading. This will be a story, and the Hasidim are known for their wonderful stories that teach lessons, and this story is no less than that. It's a wonderful story that has a very important lesson in it. It's very short, so don't despair. It's about two paragraphs long, and this is taken also from Martin Buber's book on titled Hasidism and Modern Man, from the essay titled Here Where One Stands. Rabbi Bunim used to tell young men who came to him for the first time the story of Rabbi Isaac, son of Rabbi Yechiel of Krakow. After many years of great poverty, which had never shaken his faith in God, he dreamed someone bade him look for a treasure in Prague, under the bridge which leads to the king's palace. When the dream recurred a third time, Rabbi Isaac prepared for the journey and set out for Prague. But the bridge was guarded day and night, and he did not dare to start digging. Nevertheless, he went to the bridge every morning and kept walking around it until evening. Finally, the captain of the guards, who had been watching him, asked in a kindly way whether he was looking for something or waiting for somebody. Rabbi Isaac told him of the dream, which had brought him here from a faraway country. The captain laughed. "And so, to please the dream, you poor fellow, wore out your shoes to come here? As for having faith in dreams, if I had had it, I should have had to get going when a dream once told me to go to Krakow and dig for treasure under the stove in the room of a Jew. Isaac, son of Yechiel, that was the name. Isaac, son of Yechiel. I can just imagine what it would be like, how I should have to try every house over there where one half of the Jews are named Isaac and the other Yechiel." And he laughed again. Rabbi Isaac bowed, traveled home, dug up the treasure from under the stove, and built the house of prayer, which is today called Reb Isaac Reb Yechiel's Shul. Take this story to heart, Rabbi Bunim used to add to his students, and make what it says your own. There is something you cannot find answer in the world, not even at the Tzaddik's, and there is nevertheless a place where you can find it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, King of the universe, Creator of heaven and earth, Maker, Giver, Sustainer, and Destroyer of all the worlds, Yahweh Elohim Heya Adonai, hear our prayer. We thank you for making us in your divine image and for impressing upon us your heavenly nature, your likeness. For in doing so, you have given each one of us a unique representation of yourself in this world of forms and names. Let us not diminish your greatness with thoughts of our own inadequacy or of reminiscences of our mistakes and failings. Let us not discount your gifts to us by comparing ourselves to others who are great, others who are not so great, for to do so leads us only into the shining path of false pride or into the shadowed dens and lairs of self-abasement and false humility. Please grant to us instead your ineffable supernal wisdom, that we might always be aware that we exist because you have willed for us to come into this world, and you have planted in us your holy spark, making us unique and irreplaceable serving members of your creation. Grant to us your supernal understanding, that we may know that the great treasure of leading a life of meaning, purpose, and fulfilled existence does not lie buried far away in a strange land under constant guard. Rather, it lies just beneath the hearth of our own hearts, available to us now, here, right where we stand. Grant to us, Adonai Eloheinu, the wisdom and understanding to see and embrace the greatness of our spiritual potential as your servants, that we may fulfill your purpose in our lives by consecrating all that is around us, all with whom we meet and speak, that we may make a living sacrament of everything and event we encounter upon the circular path that describes our lives. By doing so, may we proclaim and make known to all people your glory, the glory of your name and the glory of your kingdom forever and ever. In your holy name we pray, as you have taught us to say, Eheya Asher Eheya, Omein Veomein. Ki Elecha by Sharona. Now we shall recite the Kiddush for Erev Shabbat. So if you have some wine, this would be the time to break it out. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom HaShishi, Vaykalu HaShemayim, Vayha'aretz, Vekol Tzavayim, Vakehel Elohim Bayom Hashavi'i Malakto Asher Asa Vayishbot Bayom Hashavi'i Mekol Malakto Asher Asa Vayverek Elohim Et Yom Hashavi'i Vayekadesh Otoki Vo Shavat Mekol Malakto Asher Bara Elohim La'asot. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Savri Maranan Verabanan Verabatai Barukata Aranai Eloheinu Melech Ha'alam Boye Pari Hagafen. By your leave, distinguished gentlemen, masters, and teachers, blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. We respond together, Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotai v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kadshu be'ahava uv'ratzon hinkalanu. Zikaron le'maaseh v'rashit, ki hu yom tachela le'mikra'e kadesh zeker letzi et mitzrayim, ki v'nu v'harta v'yotenu kadashta mekol ha'amim, v'shabbat kodeshaka be'ahava uv'ratzon hekeltanu. Baruch atah Adonai mechadesh ha'shabbat. And we respond together, Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, and was pleased with us in his holy Sabbath, in love and in favor. He gave us a heritage, a memorial of the work of creation. For it is the day beginning for holy convocations, a memorial of the Exodus from Egypt. For you chose us and sanctified us from all the nations. And your holy Sabbath with love and favor you gave us as a heritage. Blessed are you, Adonai, who sanctifies the Sabbath. And we respond, Amen. And now, after this blessing is recited, it is customary for the head of the household to give each person present some wine from the Kiddush cup. This is some... Tonight, at my table, we happen to be drinking some Manischewitz Concord grape. Then we clink glasses and make this toast. A toast in English means to life, and in Hebrew it's l'chaim. L'chaim! And now for the breaking of the bread together, the matzi. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, ha-matzi lachem min ha'aretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth. And we respond, Amen. And we break off a piece of bread. This happens to be challah bread. And we eat it. And while we're drinking the wine and eating the bread, I will play a short piece of music called the Veshamru, 2 minutes 44 seconds, and then we will return for announcements, and it'll be the end of the worship service per se, but we will be able to have fellowship together. For those who would like to do so. It's great for this. That was Vesham Roo by Patty Linsky doing vocals and Lawrence Juber accompanying her on the guitar. Okay. And that's going to conclude the worship service portion of this Shabbos table. And I have some announcements after which I will play some music and then we can text each other and in essence be together at a virtual Shabbos table and enjoy each other's company and fellowship. And any questions are fine, and doesn't have to be directed toward me. Anybody can talk to anybody. And the only thing is we won't do it with microphone. We'll just do it with text. And now, before we do that, some announcements. I hope that you'll join me tomorrow in the same room between 12 and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 9 and 10 a.m. Pacific Time for Shabbos prayer and meditation. And that's an actual meditation service that I do in which you can listen to me chanting and giving some instructions for a certain type of meditation, Kabbalistic meditation. And so I hope to see some of you there tomorrow. All right, that's the only announcement that I have, and so we will go on from here to I'll set up some music, and we can enjoy each other's company.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. Soll sein jeden Shabbos. Shabbos, soll sein Shabbos, soll sein Shabbos auf der ganzen Welt. Yontif, 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 Yontif. Soll sein jeden Yontif. Yontif, soll sein Yontif, soll sein Yontif auf der ganzen Welt. Shulim, 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 shulim. Zol zan yidin shulim. Shulim, zol zan, shulim, zol zan, shulim. Shulim of der ganze Freiheit, Freiheit, Freiheit.
Freiheit
soll sein jeden Freiheit.
Freiheit,
Freiheit soll sein, Freiheit soll sein, Freiheit auf der ganzen Welt. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos.
Shabbos
Zolzan, jeden Shabbat.
Shabbat,
Shabbat, Zolzan, Shabbat, Zolzan, Shabbat auf der ganzen Welt. Freiheit
soll sein,
Schulen
soll sein,
Jönte
soll sein,
Freilich
soll sein,
Glüchtig
soll sein,
Rachmunis